Hello, my friends, and welcome to Bible Basics Explained. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and I'll be your guide as we discover what the Bible has to say about peace. Particularly, we'll discuss where peace comes from. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." There was once a cattle rancher, a rich man, who brought a visitor up onto the penthouse of his ranch. He looked to the east and he said, "I started out as a farmhand when I was 12 years old, never went to school, but I worked and I worked hard, and I worked with these two hands. I scrimped and I saved and I built something, and now everything you see in this direction is mine." The visitor seemed impressed. And then the rancher walked him over to the west side of the building. Looking out over his vast lands, he repeated the speech. "I started out as a farmhand when I was 12 years old. Never went to school, but I worked, and I worked hard. I worked with these two hands. I scrimped and I saved, and I built something. And now everything you see in this direction is mine." Well, by now, the visitor was getting a little bit wary. But the rancher walked him over to the north side, repeated the speech, then walked him over to the south side and repeated the speech again. Triumphant and proud, the rancher stood back as if waiting for a compliment. But instead, the visitor said, "That's great. You seem to own everything you can see in all four directions. But I have a question for you." Pointing up, he asked, "How much do you own in this direction?" We sometimes believe the lie that peace comes from having more. But the problem is, having more equals having more to lose. You see, money can't buy peace of mind. And Jesus spoke the parable of the rich man, who that night had God appear to him, who said, "You fool, this very night, everything you have will be taken from you." You see, the difference between those who have a lot and those who have nothing are that those who have more worry more about losing it and keeping it. No peace comes from that. You can almost say that being rich or having more actually might rob you of your peace. That's why the Bible says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything give thanks." And then we come to our verse, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So the first thing that we learn is that peace comes from the God of peace. The God of peace will guard your heart and your minds. How do you like that? When you go to God in prayer and ask Him to give you peace, the God of peace will set Himself up as a bouncer at the door of your mind. Certain thoughts will be told, "No, you can't come over here." You see, it says He will guard your heart and your minds. It's as if He looks at certain negative or destructive thoughts and says, "I'm sorry, you can't enter. That thought has no place inside." This is what Paul meant when he said, "We must take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ." You see, some thoughts just don't belong. They don't lead to peace. And when they don't lead to peace, it means that they don't come from trust. When the Bible says, "Be anxious for nothing," notice how peace is the antidote for anxiety. It's the anti-serum that fights the toxic poison of anxious thoughts. That's why Jesus, when He looked at Jerusalem, said, "If you only knew what things made for your peace." Well, it's God's presence. And Jesus was there that day, but they missed it. My friend, He's with you today. And therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. More than anything, grace gives us peace.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.